Hi, everyone. Welcome back to A Plus English with Christopher.
And Laura.
Yes, and today is the third day of our Adventure Time article.
And our last day too. 所以昨天呢，其实前两天我们都聊有关Adventure Time 这部卡通。那今天是进行到我们第三天啊。那我们要聊一聊，当然就是说到底，因为很多卡通其实我们会觉得说它好像就是只是哈哈很好笑，可是其实有些卡通它背后也是深藏的一些意义哦。So we're going to talk about, not just the funny parts of this cartoon, but other sides of why this cartoon is so popular, right, Chris?
Yes, we are.
Okay, let's take a look at today's article, and Chris and I will be back to explain some words and phrases.
Woohoo!
Yay!Adventure Time!
Adventure Time isn't just a silly show. There is also a deep meaning behind each story. Pendleton Ward wants children to learn, but have fun at the same time. So, while looking for danger, Finn and Jake must figure out right from wrong.Sometimes their adventures test their morals and values. Therefore, Adventure Time is a show that both adults and children can appreciate. The show uses humor to touch on important life problems. So, sit back and enjoy the show, because it's time for an adventure.
Deep, deep. The speaker had many deep messages in his speech. The speaker had many deep messages in his speech. Wrong, wrong. Parents need to teach children right from wrong. Parents need to teach children right from wrong.Value, value. Melissa has strong family values and follows them closely. Melissa has strong family values and follows them closely. Life, life. My grandmother had a hard life when she was young.My grandmother had a hard life when she was young.
Adventure Time isn't just a silly show.
It's not, okay, I'm just kidding. 所以一开始呢，我们课文的确就说到啦，所以 Adventure Time 就是探险活宝，不仅仅是一出无厘头的节目哦。
Well, there is also a deep meaning behind each story.
啊，真的吗？所以在每篇的故事它的背后都有深奥的含义。Deep, what does this word mean?
Deep is an adjective. Deep feeling, belief, etc. is very strong and sincere. It's something you feel very strongly or passionate about.
Oh, I get it. 那一般呢，大家可能会觉得 deep 不就是指这个水的深浅的深，好，对不对？可是呢，其实在本课当中呢，它有着像是比较深奥的啊，或是深远的这样子的意思哦。比方呢，如果我说这个人呢，他常常会可能会沉思，或是说他的想法非常像哲学家啦，我就可以说 she is a deep.Thinker. She is a deep thinker, or you can say she's very deep. Okay. 那另外呢，有时候我们看一些书，它里面也有非常多的深奥的含义哦。那我们也可以说 ,this book is deep. This book is deep. 这样子的意思哦。And what are some other things that can be deep too?
Well, the speaker has many deep messages in his speech.The speaker has many deep messages in his speech. So there's a lot of things that he says that people can learn from.
Right. 所以这里是说像是讲者的演讲当中呢有许多的什么 deep messages, 也就是意义深远的一些讯息。
Pendleton Ward wants children to learn, but have fun at the same time.
Oh, that's really cool. 所以其实呢，这个我还记不记得他的 creator， 好，就是他的创作人 Pendleton Ward， 他想要的这个孩子们呢，就是在学习当中，同时还可以享受乐趣哦。所以一边学一边享受乐趣。这里呢，当我们说同时间做什么事，我们可以用这个 phrase at the same time， at the same time。
So while looking for danger, Finn and Jake must figure out right from wrong.
Oh, I like this idea. 所以当这个阿宝和老皮呢在怎么样，哇 ,looking for danger, 其实这有点不是说他们在找危险，就是他们在探险的时候啦。那这个 Finn 跟这个 Jake 他们必须要怎么样呢？辨别是非对错。这里呢我们用 figure out， 就是有一种厘清这样子的意思，要找出来什么是什么。那 figure out right from wrong， 就是要辨别是非对错。
Okay, wrong. It's a behavior that is not honest or morally acceptable. So it means something that you can't do. People will be upset if you do it.
OK, 那注意哦，刚刚的这个课文的句子当中的 wrong， 它可是当作名词来用。那一般呢，我们可能比较熟悉的就是当作形容词来用，像是that's the wrong answer, that's an adjective. OK, 所以那是错误的，那它的相反词就是 correct。那本课的 wrong 是当作名词来用，就有着过错这样的意思。比方像是我说啊，如果就是有一些人他做坏事情、不好的事情的话，他们应该要被怎么样 punished， 应该被惩罚。我就可以说啦 ，people who do wrong， that just means people who do bad things should be punished. People who do wrong or people who do bad things should be punished.Okay, and what are other ways we could, make an example sentence?
Well, we could say parents need to teach children right from wrong. Parents need to teach children right from wrong. It means teach the kids what they should do and what they should not do.
的确，我觉得父母亲呢需要要教小朋友怎如何分辨是非对错、哦、这里就是 teach children right from wrong 这样的意思哦。
Right, well, sometimes their adventures test their morals and values.
Wow, that's so, really deep.
Yeah, it is. A value is a belief, about what is right and wrong and what is important in life is also called a value.
Oh, okay. 所以呢，我觉得这部卡通呢，为什么大家这么深受欢迎呢？其实我觉得家长们搞不好也很希望小朋友可以看这个。因为呢有时候呢他们的一些冒险之旅呢会怎么样正考验着他们的 morals， 是指的就是道德的意思，以及 values， 这就是今天我们的 word power word V-A-L-U-E value， 就是指价值观这样的意思哦。 And how do I use this word in a sentence?
Well, Melissa has strong family values and follows them closelyMelissa has strong family values and follows them closely.
Melissa, 她有着非常强烈的 family values, 指的就是家庭这个价值观哦，这样的意思。那并且呢，她会怎么样遵循，就是 follows them closely, 非常的遵循这些观念，这样的意思哦。
Therefore, Adventure Time is a show that both adults and children can appreciate.
That's really good. I think parents would also like their kids to watch, this cartoon.
An educational show?
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
So, therefore, 就是因此呢 Adventure Time 就是探险活宝，我们就可以说它是一部怎么样老少咸宜的节目啦。OK, 这里呢我们有看到的句型用到 both A and B。当我们说两者都怎么样怎么样的时候，我们就要用到这样的句型啦。OK, 像是我可以说啦 both Chris and I enjoy watching movies.
That's very true.
我跟 Chris, 我们两个人都很喜欢看电影哦，这时候我们就可以用 both A and B 这样的句型。但是呢其实both A and B 这个句型其实用法上还是要小心，它这些文法重点我们要知道，所以我们就要请教我们的英文快译通老师。
英文
快译通
，Oh yeah！
Hello everyone, I'm Nicole. 欢迎收听英文快译通之打开爱注意哦。
这次超跑姐的相亲对象看起来有点江湖味，但是又很帅气耶，不得了，该不会是大名鼎鼎的欧高鸭吧？
所以你刚刚说你也喜欢听音乐哦，那都是什么类型的音乐呢？
I like both classical music and jazz， 既可以提升音乐素养，又能够纾解压力。
哦，你说的太好了，你喜欢的我都喜欢。不过呢，除了音乐之外， both watching movies and riding bicycles are my favorite leisure activities。
哇，你的兴趣好广泛哦，而且英文说得好慢哦，我都听得懂。如果可以跟你在一起，一定很开心。
对啊，我也这么觉得呢。
同学们，爱注意哦。刚刚超跑姐和欧高兄都用到了一个字 both， B-O-T-H， both 有两者皆怎么样，两个都怎么样的意思。而通常在 both 后面的句子里会接着出现 and 这个字。值得一提的是，他们刚好分别用了两种不同的 both and 这种句型。首先超跑姐说的是 I like both classical music and jazz，这个句子当中 both 后面接的 classical music 和 jazz 两个词性相同，都是名词。 classical music 是古典乐，而 jazz 则是爵士乐。接着欧高虾他提到的是 both watching movies and riding bicycles are my favorite leisure activities。 同学们有没有注意到，在这里 both 被放在句首当成主词，而遇到这种情况的时候，句子里的主要动词要记得用复数的形式哦。所以欧高兄他那句话的意思是，看电影 watching movies 和骑脚踏车 riding bicycles 都是他最喜欢的休闲活动。他用的动词是 are 是复数形式的动词。顺带一提，休闲活动是 leisure activity， leisureactivity， leisure activity。 哇哦，看他们两个人情投意合的样子，这次的相亲成功的机会很高哦。
哦，对了，你有养宠物吗？我有哦， both frogs and giraffes are my pets， 要不要跟我一起养啊？
哦，想不到你的宠物这么的特别啊。
嗯，
和我的宠物蛇有的拼哦，嘿嘿。
同学们爱注意哦，养青蛙和长颈鹿当宠物 哦，果然是很特别。刚刚超跑姐那句 both frogs and giraffes are my pets， 这又是用 both 当主词的句型。再次提醒各位同学，后面的动词是复数型的动词 are， 不要用错咯。今天教 both and 的用法，无论 both 是放在句首或是句子的中间，希望同学们两种都学会咯。英文快译通知打给爱注意，我们下次见，拜拜。
The show uses humor or funny ways to touch on important life problems。
Nice, OK. 所以这个节目就是卡通节目，借由什么呢？ Humor, humor 就是幽默，来探讨重要的日常问题哦。那常常我们会说某个人他有幽默感啦，我们就可以说 He has a great sense of humor。哦，这个幽默感就是 a sense of humor。那当然，如果我们说他很幽默的，我们则可以用另外一个形容词，就是 humorous。它的拼法是 H-U-M-O-R-O-U-S， humorous， OK， 所以借由这个幽默来探讨，这里呢我们看到的 touch on 其实就是有一种触及啦，就是讨论有关什么什么这样的意思。那后面我们就看到 life problems， 那我们现在就请 Chris 来解释一下 what does life mean？
Life is a noun， it's the way you live your life and what you do and experience during it。
Right, 其实 life 就是人生，那提到了 life, 哇，我可以想到超多的这个相关的片语。比方呢，像是呢，如果你人生过得不是很顺遂，就是可能有一点点就是无奈的时候，你就会说、oh, That's life. Okay, it's kind of like sigh. It's like,、yeah. oh, bad things will happen and you have to deal with them. And there's a French equivalent to that saying, which is
c'est la vie.
Oui, c'est la vie. 所以这个是一个法文的说法，但是它就是说哎。人生就是如此嘛 ,that's life, 这样子的意思。那当然咯，我们常如果说某一个人是 the love of your life, 就是表示呢哇这就是呢你一生中的最爱这样的意思，你非常非常爱他。OK, 那另外呢我们常常会说life story. OK, that just means, you're telling somebody maybe about a lot of things that have happened to you in your life.Your life story, for example. I like this other phrase. It happens a lot in movies.
Yeah.
When basically life flashes or passes before your eyes.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's actually a really good phrase.
Yeah, it's like if something scary happens,、Ooh. You say, my life flashed before my eyes. And that means to say like all of your memories through、
right.
your whole life.
I heard
you see him.
People actually, that happens to people before they do the, bungee jumping. Okay.
Really?、Oh.
所以当你就有这种人生的一些回忆录很快的飞快在你的眼前闪过，就是刚刚我们说 life flashes or passes before your eyes, 就是有这样子意思哦。And what other example sentence can you think of?
Well, my grandmother had a hard life when she was young.、
Aww.
My grandmother had a hard life or difficult life、
uh-huh.
when she was young.
所以 Chris 的外婆在年轻的时候有一段怎么样 hard life, 就是艰苦的人生，比较辛苦的一个人生哦。
So sit back and enjoy the show. It's time for an adventure.
Woohoo! 所以最后这个 sit back 有一种就是哎，我们就是要坐下来啊，可能坐在我们的沙发，然后在电视机前怎么样。享受这个卡通节目，因为怎么样 ？It's time for an adventure. 因为探险的时间就到啦。Okay, let's now go to our wrap up.
Okay, I've been enjoying talking about Adventure Time so much so that I am thinking of going home and watching it right after this.
Cool. 所以 Chris 呢，在因为我们在这边聊有关 Adventure Time， 他已经兴奋。迫不及待 ,he can't wait to go back home and watch Adventure Time, 马上就是要回家观赏这个卡通节目。Same here, 我也蛮想要做这样的事情、欸、
I think maybe I will take my yellow mug that looks a lot like Jake with me.
OK, 因为 Chris 刚刚一直在跟我讲说呢，他的这个马克杯的颜色就是有点土黄色的啦，因为他长得非常像那个这个里面当中的这个狗狗的颜色，所以呢他觉得说他赶快要把这个杯子带去一起观赏他的这个卡通节目。Alright, I guess that's all the time we have for today.
Yep, we'll see you next time.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Fun with phrases.
At the same time. At the same time.
Don't worry, guys.You can count on me.
I seriously doubt it. Bear, we need to raise our feet at the same time.
No worries. I got it.
Come on, Bear. Focus.
Bear, just look at Hero's feet.
You two, don't talk to me at the same time.
I can't watch this anymore.
I feel like crying and laughing at the same time.
Hi everyone, I'm Lana.
又到 A Plus 小聚会，出去旅游时你们最喜欢安排什么样的行程呢？其实啊，到一个陌生的城市或国家，除了 shopping 跟拍照，若可以顺便了解一下当地的特色文化或者是历史，心灵上才会感到更充实哦。 那当你进去博物馆或是美术馆时，可别随便晃一晃就出来了耶。毕竟这些馆的门票可都不便宜哦，所以呢，建议你可以到服务台问问 Where can I get an audio guide? Where can I get an audio guide? 我可以在哪里拿到语音导览播放器呢？ Audio A-U-D-I-O 是形容词，表示语音的。其实它有一个相关字你们很熟哦，就是 video V-I-D-E-O。 Video 除了是影片之外呢，其实也是形容影像的，所以 video 是只看得到画面，而 audio 就只听得到声音。再来 guide G-U-I-D-E 在动词或者是名词都可以表示导览的意思，因此 audio guide 就是语音导览器。还有另一种很常见的是 multimedia guide 多媒体导览器 multimedia M-U-L-T-I-M-E-D-I-A 是多媒体。好，我要考你们咯，今天的小聚会是3、2、1。对， Where can I get an audio guide? 明天见，拜拜。
Adventure time!
Adventure Time isn't just a silly show. There is also a deep meaning behind each story. Pendleton Ward wants children to learn, but have fun at the same time. So, while looking for danger, Finn and Jake must figure out right from wrong. Sometimes their adventures test their morals and values. Therefore, Adventure Time is a show that both adults and children can appreciate. The show uses humor to touch on important life problems. So, sit back and enjoy the show, because it's time for an adventure.
Deep, deep. The speaker had many deep messages in his speech. The speaker had many deep messages in his speech. Wrong, wrong. Parents need to teach children right from wrong. Parents need to teach children right from wrong. Value, value. Melissa has strong family values and follows them closely. Melissa has strong family values and follows them closely. Life, life. My grandmother had a hard life when she was young. My grandmother had a hard life when she was young.